can find ways to improve your results. What I've found through every profession, game, challenge, or undertaking is the longer you consistently seek to understand the process, not just the result, the better you will be at understanding patterns that emerge. If you study it long enough and commit to understanding its inner workings, you will start to see these patterns yourself, and then you can begin to anticipate them and their actions. From there, you can make adjustments to capitalize on these patterns. We see this phenomenon in sports most clearly as rookie mistakes. What we are really referring to is someone's lack of experience causing them to misread or overlook a pattern a more experienced player would have seen. Like a quarterback who throws an interception because the safety baited him into believing he was headed in a different direction. Or the basketball player who gets caught up and chooses to shoot the ball instead of passing it to a wide open teammate. Yet, for some reason, we don't afford this same process to ourselves as new real estate investors. We expect ourselves to be perfect, to perform as the experienced ones do. When we don't, we quit and assume we just weren't cut out for this. Can you imagine how catastrophic this would be if professional athletes did the same? Peyton Manning would have realized he just threw too many interceptions to be a good quarterback and would never have broken the records he did. Great players play long enough to allow their brains to start sensing patterns emerging more quickly to anticipate changes and beat the opposition. If you want to be a great investor, you have to go through this same process. You have to make mistakes and commit yourself to a learning process. If you understand the inner workings that make the whole thing tick, that will lead you to gaining the confidence to apply your skills anywhere. A huge problem for many investors is that their mind is trained to look for reasons not to do something, especially with out-of-state investing. They see it as unsafe, unstable, and dangerous. So they don't look much deeper and miss out on all the opportunities it brings to build wealth faster and more efficiently than traditional models. I am going to discuss the objections, address the valid concerns, answer all the tough questions, and put the outdated and misguided assumptions about out-of-state investing to rest. I'm here to tell you that you can invest out-of-state in a way that is almost identical to how you invest in your own backyard. If you are reading this book, it is safe to assume that one of your goals is growing wealth through real estate. As Carnegie said, real estate has created millionaires more than any other profession. You don't have to be a genius or a wealthy hedge fund manager to recognize that real estate is manageable, controllable, and follows patterns. Real estate comes in many shapes and sizes, which can work for anybody. It's not reinventing the wheel, but more so making sure to invest where it makes sense for you and your personal situation, not where it's convenient, close, or comfortable. Wealth isn't going to fall into your lap. You have to go build it. If you're going to do that, you need to know where to find it. Maybe you're at the top of your market. Maybe prices are too high to find rental property. You want to know how to use real estate to grow your wealth when buying in areas that may not be close to you. For years, this has been considered foolish. They have been warned not to set sail for the far end of the sea, for surely they would fall off the other side when they reached the end. The key is, some of us have learned the world isn't flat. It is wise to listen to the advice of men and women who have gone before you. I also believe we can easily fool ourselves into taking advice from someone who sounds smart but who has no first-hand experience. Don't continue to believe something just because others say it may be so. Don't continue to operate under assumptions that haven't been tested, the why behind the what that explains how things work. Let's take a second to explore how out-of-state investing came to be known as risky, why at one time this made perfect sense, and how the world has changed to make this no longer the case. Don't trust your gut. Curiosity will conquer fear even more than bravery will. James Stevens. When I tell people I invest out of state, it almost always elicits a strong reaction. People sit forward in their chairs, adjust their body position, and typically give me their full attention. They want to know how I manage all the tasks that are part of real estate investing. Do I fly out and look at each house? How do I find the contractors? How do I make sure they don't run off with my money? Do I use property management? If I turn the question back on them and ask why they wouldn't try out-of-state real estate investing, I'm typically met with a shoulder shrug, followed by the response, "I don't know, man, I just couldn't buy a house I've never seen." Everyone says it, but very few of them really know why. Instead, it has just become a mindlessly accepted belief that you need to see a house before you buy it. The whole thing just feels natural, doesn't it?